it seems to me that the cycle of one was encouraging the underdog to say, I can do this, I can win. And Barack Obama pulled it off. At least he certainly became the Democratic nominee up against someone they didn't think he could conquer.
Well, and he kept winning.
Right, but I learned something about him that I did not know, and I want to share with you tonight. You know, when he does the inauguration, he's going to say his full name, which is Barack Hussein Obama. Well, your name, your birth certificate name, gives you a thing called destiny number. And when I broke down his destiny number, it's a one, George. And had I looked at that layer of the onion, I could have at least said to myself, oh, this is the number that encourages him to win in the cycle of one. It was his destiny.
It was his destiny.
Absolutely.
What kind of a year are we going to have?
Well, the year 2009, when you break that down, this is interesting. Normally, I would say 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 9 is 11, and then it becomes 2. But you know, George, 11 is considered a master number, and that does matter. It's just like everyone in your audience. If someone was born the 11th or the 22nd, it's a number that wants to master their life. Well, when it becomes a world number, it's an emotional number. And think of the turmoil that's happening right now. I mean, what kind of year has this started off to being? What would you say about it, George?
Well, other than today, I would say it was kind of a tumultuous year.
Absolutely.
To starting
off. What was it about today that changed your mind on that?
Well, the recollection of this dear friend of ours, Tom Van Flander, and I think was very nice to hear from people who knew him well.
Mm-hmm.
And as sad as it has been since he passed away, mm-hmm. it was kind of a neat day to hear these comments. And then NASA announced the possibility of microbial life on Mars. And mm-hmm. I think that was a great story. And then this incredible plane crash with 150-plus survivors. I think that's one of the greatest stories I've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, finally a tragedy that ends happily.
Yeah, with some good news.
So it was a good day.
Right. And yet when we look at the bigger picture, like we talk about this economy, I can't remember the last time a president-elect told us, be prepared for gloom and doom.
Yeah.
I don't remember that before, to say that this deficit will be trillions of dollars for as far as the eye can see. This is what Barack Obama has said. Now, part of me wonders, because I look at his numbers, do you know he's a two life path, but he's actually an 11-2, just like this year, George. So this is considered that this cycle is exactly right for him. But here's where it's tricky. We all have a personal year cycle. And when you go into your cycle, it can be really good news or it can be a challenge. He's going into a challenge year.
Now, personal year cycle, if I recall, mm-hmm. is your month and your day.
Yes.
Right? You add those together,
yes.
bring them down to one, and then you add it to the world number?
Well, that is correct. Yes. You take your month and day, reduce it to one digit. So Barack Obama was born August 4th. Right.
So that's 8 plus 4.
Which is
12. It's uh-huh. 3. 3 ends up being his number.
Well, that becomes first part. Then we add it to the world number, and we've established that's the number 2. So 3 plus 2 is?
5.
5 is the most toxic number to the life path 2.
And is that called his personal year cycle number?
Yes.
Okay.
He is going into a personal year cycle right now of 5, which is very dramatic. I mean, the blessing is I think he's picking a strong administration. And he's going to need that support. The last example of this was George Bush. Last year, I told you, he was going into a cycle of 5, which was the hardest cycle. And look what happened with George. George Bush last year. Was that a nightmare?
It's been a nightmare for
years. Well, I mean, think about it. Not only did he have to say, hey, guys, I need $700 billion because we're in trouble with the economy, but he even had people, some guy in Baghdad, throw shoes at him. I mean, that's never happened to our president. But what I loved about him, George, is how he ducked it.
He did well on that one.
He really did. He handled it like, oh, yeah, no problem.
It was like the shoe was tossed at him, Glynis, in slow motion.
Yes.
The way he just kind of ducked down and away it went.
It was like planned. It was very odd. I was very impressed with the way he handled it. But more importantly, he was dealing with those low approval ratings. He's been judged harshly. I think it's been a bit extreme. I do believe since now, you know, he's now in a personal year of six, and he's a six life path. Have you noticed how outspoken he's been in the new year?
Lately, absolutely.
Yeah, he's speaking up.
Including tonight. Including tonight in his farewell address.
Yes. He's now defending himself and speaking up. Well, that is what cycles mean. We go through a time, and then we come back. Like, this is his time to be stronger, and we'll see what happens, because obviously a new president is coming into the scene, and it's going to change the dynamic. But to vilify, I never think it's smart to completely vilify a president and expect someone else to be perfect. I don't think there's any such thing.
Do the numbers ever lie, Glynis?
I would say to you, numbers do not lie. Sometimes people do.
Sometimes people do.
Yeah. Sometimes people are not comfortable that you might know a lot about them when they don't expect it. Let me tell you another one that was a surprise. Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin, when she came on the scene, she's a six life path. She was also in a cycle of five. And think how crazy her year was when she came in. Do you think she expected that daughter to get pregnant?
Nope.
Absolutely not. And then she had to deal with so much opinion. It was like the media had one star. The star was Barack Obama. And suddenly Sarah showed up, and it's like, we can't have another star. So they did work hard to defeat or hurt her, which again...
And then, the star kind of faded after a while.
Yeah, except that she's still not gone. And you know what was a real example of her? Saxby Chambliss. Do you remember about him in Georgia?
I do not.
Okay, he's a guy that was, he had to do a runoff because he lost by like a half a point or something. It was like a three-way tie, something weird. He needed to do a runoff. And what he kept saying is, if you don't elect me, the Democrats will have the filibuster-proof majority. That was the big deal about him. So he got everyone to come out there and help. But Sarah Palin showed up that final day. She did four rallies with him, and he won by 15 percentage points, which was amazing. This is after the election, November 4th. They had to do a runoff in December, and he won. And he said, this woman has star power. She's not going away.
No, she's not going away. And as a matter of fact, I think we'll probably start hearing more from her in, what, a couple years maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. What she has to prove is, you know, she has to put her money where her mouth is. These things she's promising. After all, she's considered popular in Alaska as a governor. She certainly was the first woman governor. So now if she can make these things happen, she's supposed to be working on that gas line. Remember, she was talking about the, is it a pipeline of gas in Alaska to help everybody?
Yep.
Well, if she can pull that off, obviously that will make her more impressive in the long run.